You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Anyway, I'm following this story about the money and Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City. So it's an interesting story, but people are demagoguing the story already. So the FBI, as you know, raided a woman named Brianna Suggs, S-U-G-G-S. And she was one of the top fundraisers for Eric Adams in his campaign. So the feds went big time into Brianna's computer, her phones, all of that. Obviously, it needed a warrant to do that. And in order to get a warrant, they had to convince a judge that they had evidence that Brianna was doing something wrong. Subsequent reporting, this is all about money coming from Turkey, the country Turkey. All right, there's a new Turkish consulate in New York City, according to Channel 4. And there might have been some shenanigans about inspections in the consulate, and the Turkish big shots wanted to avoid that. And so they spread some money around. That is a theory. It's not anything in stone. Now, Adams knows this is not good because he's tied in with this Suggs. So he done his own investigation, and he says that he's found one person in his administration that acted improperly. One. Now, it doesn't name the person. I don't know if it's Brianna Suggs or not. But that's Adams' report. That's looking into it. He did find one person who did something wrong. But for now, we don't know who that person is or what he or she did wrong. New York has a long, long history of this kind of stuff. You remember Tammany Hall, Conklin. These guys were in the 19th century. They ran roughshod. Boss Tweed. They controlled the city. To some extent, Donald Trump's father controlled Brooklyn, along with Abe Beame, former mayor. Remember that name, Abe Beame? There was always a lot of money floating around in City Hall, in the top of the chart for New York real estate people. And there were a lot of deals made, a lot of deals. I'm not a local historian, but I know, I mean, we had a president, Chester Arthur, who was the boss of the New York City port system. And if you wanted something unloaded back then, you had to pay a little backsheesh, which is a bribe, to the ward dealers on the docks. And that money went into the coffers of Roscoe Conklin and these other people. Now, Arthur himself, he was fired from his job by President Garfield, but he came back and was a vice president. He wasn't fired by Garfield. I'm sorry. He was vice president under Garfield. And Arthur became president after Garfield got assassinated. Grant, U.S. Grant, fired Chester Arthur. That's what it was. Now, Arthur was never convicted, and he became president of the United States. Anyway, so a history lesson you might find a little dull, but now Adams is in this soup of money coming in for nefarious reasons, FBI on the case, and I think there's going to be more to this story. I think there's going to be more here. A lot of money in New York City, boy. A lot of money. And I'm not going to go any further. Speculating is not what we do. It's unfair. Adams is absolutely pristine on this as far as I know. But I don't know everything. So there you go.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.